Welcome to Kentucky Week for the Rocky Top Roundtable. Alongside Eric Kane, Rob Lewis, and Brent Hubbs, I'm Austin Price. And guys, Tennessee coming off a bye week. It's their second bye week. The final push to the finish line here is they've got five in a row in the month of November. And you hope they're a little more, you know, dialed in, a little more focused coming out of this bye week than maybe they were coming out of the first bye week.
Well, I think for everybody right now in the chaos that is college football, it's about getting better. Who's getting better this last month of the season? We're going to all talk about, did this win help you? Did this team win and help you? All those types of things. The reality is you got to help yourself, and that means you've got to be an improving football team, and that's Tennessee's challenge.
And I'd rather you're leading up this far. You didn't like the way they used the open week last time.
Well, I don't.
The evidence suggests. You're right.
They didn't play well. I don't know about the whole lackadaisical thing and all that kind of stuff. I think sometimes those are easier answers after you lose. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, this team, particularly on offense, has got to play better.
Yeah, they got to play a lot better. I mean, again, the last two games against Alabama and Florida, you had wide receivers running wide open on the secondary, and Nico's not able to connect with those guys. And whenever he was able to connect, you had wide receivers dropping, taking a while to get the run game going in the second half. And, of course, that was, you know, following some really bad showcases against Arkansas and a little bit against Oklahoma. So any way you spin it, Rob, they got to get better offensively. And you hope that bye week they use, you know, they did some best on best, 11 on 11, and were able to trying to work out some of those kinks.
Yeah, and, you know, we all learned, you know, Arkansas is, you know, better than anybody thought, I think, 3 weeks ago. But we learned, you don't take anybody for granted, but, man, this looks like a good opponent to come back and kind of find your groove coming out of an open date.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's a week-to-week season, and how you play 1 week to the next varies. I will say this, you feel good about Tennessee's chances at home. Like, they're just a different team at Neyland Stadium than they are, you know, on the road. Tennessee's got two true road games left, one at Georgia, the other at Vanderbilt, and Vanderbilt's going to make that their Super Bowl. So the next 5 weeks should be a lot of fun, a lot of discussion, a lot of, you know, debate about, you know, the college football playoff, but ultimately Tennessee just needs to win. Start with offense. Nico, 2 weeks later, after maybe finding a little bit of juice, you've had, some insinuation out there from people that have coached him that, you know, he likes to get hit early on. You always talked about that with a Hendon Hooker or a Joe Milton, like get him hit early, and that way they get into the flow of the game. Well, do you do that with him?
I think you got to let him play. And I think for him, playing is a couple of quick reads. If it's not there, you take off running, and you get out of there and go. I don't think it's – you're not sitting back there patting the ball, playing 7-on-7. I think that's what he did in the second half against – Alabama. It was a couple of quick reads, and if it's not there, instead of it being 2nd and 12, let's make it 2nd and 6. Mm. And I think that helped Nico, and that helped this offense get going. I think one of the things that you look at this game, of course, history is that in the past, you don't compare necessarily the past to this year. Tennessee has started great against Kentucky since Josh Heupel's been here.
Yeah.
I mean, they have had splash play after splash play, scoring on the opening possession. Can they hit a big one early and kind of take the top off this offense?
And big for a couple reasons. Obviously, at home, get the crowd juiced up. I mean, it should be, you know, that start time, that should be that big of a problem. Get the crowd juiced up. And Kentucky, man, they had the look of a team that's waiting for the other shoe to fall, that's waiting for something bad to happen. And with that offense, if Tennessee does start fast, boy, I mean, that's when we're a 10 or 14-point lead. Against that team can feel like a 21, 24-point lead. And with the crowd, they'll be out for blood. A quick start, big for Tennessee.
No, you're exactly right. And I did a hit earlier in this week, and I said, you know, if Tennessee can come out and start well, which typically under Josh Heupel, Tennessee started very well, but not so much this football season in Southeastern Conference play. But you go out there and get an early touchdown or two touchdowns in the first quarter. To Rob's point, you look at what Kentucky does offensively. You know, where are they at quarterback right now? We'll have to see as the week goes on. But they are last in total offense in the league. They're last in scoring. They are last in passing offense. I mean, this is a team that cannot come back typically, or will have a hard time doing it, to where you get a 7 or 14-point lead, it feels like that game might be over in the first quarter. I think that's what Tennessee needs to do to kind of get in sync and, of course, finish out that game the right way.
Which is mind-boggling when you factor in they have Dane Key and Berrion Brown, who are two really good receivers, right? I mean, they have two guys that you can throw it to. The one circle thing for me is the status of the Weaver kid. You know, I mean, like, he didn't finish the game the other night. You know, like, not being able to play, you know, against Tennessee is a big blow for Kentucky, you know. And so, like, you know, their defense has already kind of started to hurt a little bit the last couple of weeks, you know.
I mean,
I'm with Rob. I think they're kind of that, you know, like, just finish me.
Well, I mean, they got it ran all over them. I mean, it's what they got happened to them. I mean, Auburn just absolutely gashed them.
326 yards rushing.
After falling behind, you know, 10-0, Auburn just gashed them all that they wanted to in the run game. Can Tennessee do that effectively? That sounds like a Kentucky team right now that's struggling to find any footing. Mark Stoops, I thought, was classy in his post-game press conference, but basically said, guys, I don't know what you want me to say. We're basically not very good, and any answer I give you right now is going to make a headline. Mm-hmm. I don't know what we're going to do at quarterback. I don't know where we kind of are. We're just not a very good football team right now. Can they become a much better football team in 6 days or 5 days, whatever, here to take on Tennessee on the road, which has been a real house of horrors for Kentucky and Knoxville?
I think it's a great matchup for Tennessee, great matchup for this Tennessee defense. Should be a low-pressure situation for Nico and the offense. Coming out of a bye week, I'm sure that they have some points of emphasis that they really worked on last week, that, hey, we need to get better A, B, C, and D, and this is what we're going to do. To me, this is a great game to look at all that with an offense that your defense should keep well in check, with an eye towards, you know, a huge game a couple weeks away.
Yeah, I mean, we always talk about Nico. We want to see Nico hit those receivers. We want to see Nico getting going early. I think what can help that, obviously, football 101, is get the run game established early on. Dylan Sampson's having a great year. Last 3 weeks, it's all come in the second half, right? And to Brent's point about Auburn, what he did to Kentucky, 326 yards rushing. The Hunter kid had 280 yards on the ground. You go back a week before that against Florida, the Jaden Baugh, I believe he's a freshman. Anyway, he's the backup running back.
Five touchdowns, right?
Yeah, he had five touchdowns. He had over, you know, 120 yards rushing. The point is, get Dylan Sampson in this run game going early to open some things up and allow Nico just to play football. And I think that's an excellent opportunity to do that in the first half.
I think two keys, Austin, the other two things to look at in this game, too, is if you're Tennessee and you're Tim Banks defensively, you got to be prepared for anything.
But
two quarterbacks on the field at the same time, flea flicker, reverse, anything they have, they'll throw everything. The other thing you can't do is you cannot let them have a play in special teams. Kick the thing through the end zone. Don't let Berrion Brown do anything. I mean, that's a huge weapon for Kentucky to generate offenses in the kicking game. Tennessee's got to win the kicking game.
And then
game.
Jackson Ross, hold it, then kick it. And by the time
Don't give them an explosive or a cheap play in the kicking game.
Yes.
If you're Tennessee, don't. It's too hard for Kentucky to drive the length of the field consistently to score. Don't give them any help.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think this game sets up well for Tennessee. And you throw into the, you know, dark mode, it gets a little extra juice in the stadium, gets a little extra juice for the defense. The kids love these uniforms. And so they, you know, as crazy as that sounds, like, kids just play a little harder when they like how they look. And so, like, I just think Tennessee's, this is a worst-case scenario for Kentucky, in my opinion.
Well, and I don't know if he'll play or not, but I can promise you this. Everybody on that defense and everybody in that locker room has posted a quote or two that Gerald Mincy said in the offseason. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's just the reality of it. If you needed any motivation, nobody forgot anything he said back in the summertime after he transferred to Kentucky.
I will give the kid credit if he actually plays, because part of me thinks it'll just be
you've seen a bunch of guys transfer, you know, out of this program or really across the country. I mean, have you seen anybody stir it up like he? I don't think so.
He's the only one.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, that's why it stands out. Yeah, and we've seen lots of guys go to places where you're going to play.
Yeah.
Again, but he's the only one that has, you know, popped off like that.
The tempo comment before the season was, I mean, yes, Tennessee's not going as fast this year, but. I mean, what? Like, it just makes no sense. So, again, Tennessee needs no extra motivation. You got the black jerseys. Look good, feel good, play good, right? But if you need any more, Gerald Mincy's been talking some this offseason.
Well, I know those DBs, they may not get a ton of opportunities in this game, but just their mentality and sitting down with them for Ball Club Confidential. I mean, when Jermon McCoy is talking about, if I don't get my hands on the guy, I feel like I've lost the rep. Think about how many years we watch pad, cushion. I mean, like, this guy's considering he loses the rep if he don't get a hands on a guy.
Yeah, I mean, they're just playing with a different mindset back there. And, again, I think that whole defense has got a chip on their shoulder that's played really well. They've said all offseason they would be more athletic in the back end. They are. They're playing better. They were not perfect against Alabama, by the way. There were some things that they got to clean up, and that's been reminded of them. I think the challenge for them, when they look at the film and see where this Kentucky offense is, do they play with the same edge that they have played with through the first half of this season? You would hope so, that they're fresh coming off an open date, but I think their biggest challenge is to play with the same kind of edge that they played with all season long.
I mean, and I think that's one place where depth comes in. I mean, because guys, I mean, playing time is, you can't take it for granted. I mean, if you don't play with an edge, there's, you know, two or three other guys at your position that, you know, a coach can turn to. But I also think that, I mean, we've not seen it at Tennessee in a long time, but, I mean, I think defense more than offense even, when you're playing at the level they are, man, it just seems like it feeds on itself and snowballs and, you know, the confidence grows. And I think that's where this defense is right now. And I think this is a really good matchup for them on Saturday.
Speaking defensively, this is going to be one of those matchups where Kentucky's going to play multiple tight ends, you know, 12 personnel a lot. Tennessee's going to have that 4-3 look, three backers. Kentucky native Caleb Perry is going to be on the field a lot, so I don't want to steal your thunder. That's who I'm going to pick to have a big game against Kentucky, Caleb Perry.
Rob, go ahead.
You didn't even get to ask the question, man. Just took it out of your hands.
Just give me offensive line as a whole, because, I mean, Eric's mentioned it a couple times, and I couldn't agree more. Get that run game going in the first half. It's really weird the way you look at Dylan's numbers for the season, and then you look at what Tennessee, the way they've struggled in the first half. At home, crowd's going to be buzzing. Give Deco some help. Give him, you know, get the offense rolling. Stay on the field. Get the tempo going. Offensive line, give him some juice early.
Give me the quarterback hitting a layup. Hit a layup. If a guy's 5 yards open, throw it up there and let him just run under it and make it. I mean, fair catch it if you have to, basically. Hit the layup, because there's going to be some layup opportunities in this game. They haven't hit enough of those the last 2 weeks because they've been there. Hit a layup or two in this one, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
And give me Alicia Longworth. She's going to dial up Spooky Rock Stop 1,000 times. Neyland's going to be lit, and it's going to be, I just think, a runaway. If that game's close, I will be shocked. I think the next 2 weeks, Tennessee's got a chance to really build some momentum before they get to Athens, because they're at home against two teams that seem to be going in the total opposite direction.
You got to win the football game, but you got to win it in a fashion that when you go to Athens, Georgia, you feel like you're playing the best you've played all year long, and that's your goal.
And let's face it, you know, you hate to say it, but Tennessee's going to need some style points. I mean, like, they're going to need, when they win these games, they're going to need to win them and win them convincingly, because you start looking at resumes and you start, you know, trying to compare, like, you need to have won some games by some significant margins. He's Eric Kane, Rob Lewis, and Brent Hubbs. I'm Austin Price. Tennessee and Kentucky coming up Saturday night.